I would like to take it from the divine order. We have it here in relationship to the proof of resurrection. The first thing that I would like to highlight is, for I have received it. The proof of resurrection does not start from the verse that he died, as far as Paul is concerned now. It starts from the thought that he received it from the Lord himself. A blessed man in the glory. Because he is trying to draw before the saints the proofs that Christ has died. We're going to see a complete circle of proof. And we're going to see how the scriptures are a solid foundation. Witnesses are a solid foundation. But another solid foundation is what Paul is receiving. He's not receiving it from a dead person. He's receiving it from an individual, from a blessed one, who is in the glory. That's the first proof he's giving, because he says, for I have received. When we go to 1 Corinthians 11, we understand, for I have received from the Lord himself. So the first aspect of it, dear saints, that we need to be reminded of that proof, is that he is presently in the glory, not only as a divine person, because he's ever divine, but also as a blessed man. How did he gain that place in glory? He died. He died according to the scriptures. I am thankful the brethren are bringing the scriptures from the Old Testament, because we didn't have anything new in our hands. It wasn't the writings of Paul that was proving the death of Christ. So the thought of resurrection brings harmony of the scriptures. And that's why everything concerning his death, his burial, his resurrection on the third day has to do with the scriptures, because the scriptures testify of me. Brethren, if there is any proof, we don't have to be in that thought that, okay, show it to me in light of New Testament. God forbid. Resurrection has brought full harmony of the whole Word of God, that from the beginning, we have heard from Genesis, up to Revelation, everything about it speaks about the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the glory of this blessed one. And I'm wondering if I can raise this question as we're going to move on, as the brother reminded us. We have heard of types, in one sense, of according to the scriptures. The question is always asked, where is it in the scripture that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures? So I'm wondering, yes, there is the death. You see it very clearly. But I wonder, where do we get the burial and the third day he's being raised according to the scriptures, as far as the scriptures we are talking about?
David, you have a comment there?
Yeah, just not directly answering your question yet. But I was just thinking, before we emphasize more on the scriptures, according to the scriptures, what we have is Christ died for our sins. I think that's a very exclusive matter. This is not the sins of the world here. Christ died for the sins of the world. No. He died for sin. If you get that in Romans, God condemned sin, the root condition of man. But the matter of sins, which is the fruit, has to be known personally, individually. So every believer can express, Christ died for my sins, for our sins. So I think we need to keep that in view as we declare the glad tidings. Because if you tell a man, Christ died for your sins, then he has no reason to do anything. He needs to know sin has been condemned in the death of Christ. He has to confess his sins. According to scriptures, I was also thinking of Leviticus. Because in the book of Leviticus, you have all the offerings brought out that speak of the death of Christ. The burnt offering, the meal offering, his life, the peace offering, the trespass offering, the sin offering. All of these speak to what the apostle is saying. Christ died for our sins.
I believe. We also have New Testament scriptures that he died for our sins. We have New Testament scriptures that he was raised again. We have, for example, in John's Gospel, You break down this temple, in 3 days I will build it again. We have also that he, by the eternal Spirit, offered himself unto God, without Hebrews. And then God sent his Son. God gave him as a sacrifice, sent him here for that purpose. That's a death. But the resurrection, likewise, when the Spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead be in us, he will also raise our bodies by the same Spirit that his body was raised. And I'm just looking in my mind for the other scriptures that we have about his resurrection. And you can help me if you will, but there are three distinct scriptures that point out the fact that he rose, Christ arose, in his own volition, as his own power. He rose from among the dead. So that's himself. And then, as I mentioned, by the Spirit of God. And the Father, he raised by the glory of the Father. There are the three scriptures that bring out the point in the New Testament for us that we can grasp, we can lay hold of, or I would say what God's thoughts are concerning the death, concerning the resurrection. God was at work, independent of we are observers, as it were, at this point. We're just looking on to see the greatness of what God is done and is doing.
So we have heard already that the importance of the scripture. We could not rely on anything to defend the truth, but at the scripture. He appealed to the scripture. There are three things that men have been attacking, really. The inspiration, creation, resurrection. Their answer to inspiration, there's many mistakes in that book. It's contradictory to each other. How did they know? It's kind of really, for a lack of a better word, stupid argument. The second thing, really, is that's the inspiration. It's not inspired. It's man written that and there's mistakes. The second thing they attack is creation. Their answer to that is evolution, which, again, it just doesn't add up. Really doesn't add up if you just think and apply your mind to it. The third thing they attack is resurrection. For that one, really, they don't have anything. The best thing they could come up with, his disciples stole his body. That's the only thing they could come up. In chapter 15, we have the answer to those three things. Inspiration, it is according to the scripture. In regard to the creation, he is using creation to explain later on in the second reading, we will have that. And then the resurrection is how it will happen and it seems in Christ. John, you asked a question about the third day, and you asked a question about burial. Is it according to the scripture? The third day, Brother Jake mentioned a few verses in the New Testament. I would like to just mention two in the Old Testament that in regard to resurrection. In Hosea chapter 6, verse 2, speaks about the third day, reviving us on the third day. In Jonah chapter 1, the last verse, he was in the valley of the great fish 3 days and three nights. The Lord Jesus himself applied that for his death and resurrection. So it is resurrection also according to the scripture, as we have seen in the Old Testament especially, that is already have talked about exactly how his death was expressively in details. I mean, reading Psalm 22, how even David could speak about holes in the hand and in the feet. How could he speak about that? The inspiration. We could always and ever rely on the word of God. I would leave the matter of prayer, maybe somebody else would answer that.